Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. from the veteran magic fingers of Las Vegas bass pianist Mike Jones, with his trio off the 2016 CD Roaring, his latest one. That was the tune Home, and it's an album you should go out and get. It's great. So Mike is best known these days as the musical director for the enduringly popular Penn & Teller show in Las Vegas and other venues across the world. He's been around at that gig for quite a while and around the jazz circuit for quite a while longer. He performs his music from the Great American Songbook, and he reaches millions of visitors who attend the Vegas show. And his career has been going strong now for over four decades, and he's flush with virtuoso skills and stylistic flair. It's safe to say that Mike is a modern throwback to what used to be called the two-handed pianist. This is a jazz pianist who makes full use of the entire range of the instrument. The left hand prowess matches that of the right. Early jazz styles of stride and classic swing were times when that was a huge style. Legends Oscar Peterson and Dave McKenna were masters at it. So Mike was born and raised in Buffalo, New York. He went on to the Berklee College of Music in Boston, then hung around Boston to work with some great cats like Herb Pomeroy and Gary Sargent. After significant East Coast performances and recordings at the Floating Jazz Festival on the SS Norway and the Queen Elizabeth II, along with recordings that established him as a world-class pianist, steeped in that pre-bebop jazz tradition, he ended up relocating to Las Vegas. And during a recent interview with Neon Jazz, Mike and I discussed quite a few things, but he was also very clear about his approach to recording albums.
Well, you know, I'm kind of a firm believer that, you know, one or two takes of anything is all you should need if you're a professional musician. You know what you want to say, the most spontaneity comes out in those things. I mean, if you've got a super complicated arrangement where you're, you know, even working with guys, you know, and you need three or four rehearsals, that's a different thing. Even then, you know, you do the rehearsals, and then when you get to the studio, you do it once or twice, and you have it, you know.
Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that digs the jazz piano with the likes of Tim Whitmer and the great Hammond B3 organ, with Chris Hazelden giving it all they got, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Full of some serious jazz bravado, 1 hour strong. So there was one cat that Mike encountered on a cruise ship while he was working it. Well, let's let Mike explain this one as we slip into the brilliant Jamaican-born pianist Monty Alexander with the tune Old Folks off his 2009 CD called Saturday Night.
I'm walking down the hall the next day in the cruise. I'm just walking down towards my room, and Monty steps out into the hall. He gives me like this finger, like motioning me towards him, and I go into white-hot panic. I'm like, oh, my God, he's going to tell me I'm awful. What am I doing? You know, I should quit playing the piano. I mean, I didn't know what, you know, all these thoughts are going through my mind, right? And he pulls me aside and he says, look, Mike, you know, he's got that weird kind of Jamaican-y accent. And he says, you've got to stop this self-deprecating stuff, man. And I said, what? He said, you're one of us, man. There's only like two or three of us in the world that can really play the piano, man. And you're one of us. And you've got to stop this talking down about yourself. Thank you. Hey, this is Mike Jones from Penn & Teller. I've got a new CD out called Roaring on Capri Records, and you're listening to Joe Dimino on Neon Jazz.
That was jazz piano great Dave McKenna with the tune Da 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 Go Ditch It off the 2009 Essential Piano Masters CD. And this is another great story from Mr. Mike Jones. Have a listen.
It sounded almost like a player piano. I mean, the fullness. I mean, I couldn't believe what he was doing. And I look over and, you know, he's listening to the Red Sox game while he's doing this. You know, he's got a little earpiece in and he's listening to the Sox game. So, you know, I ran up to the piano and I, Mr. McKenna, do you give lessons? And, you know, he looked at me, he goes, why don't you leave me alone? I'm just trying to make a living here. you know. But then I grew to be great friends with Dave.
So as we already touched on, Dave was known primarily as a solo pianist and for his distinctive three-handed swing style. He was a significant figure in the evolution of jazz piano. He began at the age of 15 playing with cats like Boots Musuli and Charlie Ventura and Woody Herman's orchestra. After 2 years in the military, he would go on to hook up with the best around: Gene Krupa, Joe Venuti, Stan Getz, Zoot Sims, Al Cohn, Eddie Condon, and the great Bobby Hackett. So this is the key to Dave. He started to get recognized in the 1970s, but chose to play in the local area of Boston rather than travel extensively. He preferred playing in clubs and hotels over getting center stage in major venues. Hotel piano bars in Massachusetts and being a loyal Red Sox fan were his meat and potatoes, and that's why he was so endearing. Here is the Bossa Nova master himself, Walt Vonderlei, with his cut called Call Me off the 1998 CD called Talkin' Verve, and it's a good one.
George Garzone talking to Joe Domino, the home of Neon Jazz, and Charlie Parker. Listen to this radio station. We'll be right back.
That was the swing and bebop jazz trumpeter and educator Herb Pomeroy with the tune Our Delight off the 2011 CD Band in Boston. So Herb played with Charlie Parker and Lionel Hampton and his own jazz bands for over half a century. It all began early on for Herb on the trumpet. Then, in his early teens, he began gigging in the greater Boston area. The music of Louis Armstrong was always his inspiration. So he studied dentistry at Harvard for 1 year, then dropped out to pursue a jazz career full-time. I'm thinking we needed a really good, solid jazz cat versus another dentist out there, you know? Here's Bronx Strong, soul, jazz, Hammond B3 organist Freddie Roach with the tune Debug way back there in 1962 as we groove on down that jazz road here on Neon Jazz. We'll be right back. That was guitarist and composer Pascal Bocard with his take on Bag's Groove. So his niche, so to speak, was synthesizing American music, its African musical and spiritual roots, through a deep cultural connection. He was born in Paris, raised in Mali and Senegal, and eventually he became a longtime resident of San Francisco. He was a jazz master, a composer, guitarist, vocalist, bandleader, educator, author, club owner, and curator of jazz history. He was a busy cat. Born way back there in 1900, here's the great Frederick Waring with his Pennsylvanians back in 1930 with the tune Love for Sale, a Cole Porter original, and weren't they all next here on the program.
appetizing young love for sale. Love is fresh and still unspoiled. Love is only slightly soiled. Love for sale. Ooh, ooh, we'll buy. We would like to sample our supply. Who's prepared to pay the price for a trip to paradise? Way. We know every type of love better far than they. If you want the thrill of love, we've been through the mill of love. Old love, new love, every love but true love. Love for sale. Appetizing young love for sale. If you want to buy our
this is Robin Bell Stevens from New York, the director of Jazz Mobile, the oldest not-for-profit organization in the country created just for jazz, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
We'll be right back.
That was hard bop and post-bop saxophonist and flautist Vincent Herring with the 2001 tune Rounder's Mood off his CD called Simple Pleasure. From the magic combo of trombonist Wayne Wallace and percussionist Michael Spiro, here they are with the tune Hispaniola off their latest 2016 offering, Canto America, Andale.
Oro inya bobo yade, oke oke agayu, babae mi. Choro choro lo kuni alagbede, choro choro lo kuni alagbede, baba monada. Baba monada o monada iye monada iye wese o agara chola kini wa o olohun ye moni ku moni o Boboya de oke oke agayu baba mi
We'll be right back. is jazz singer Carrie Johnsrud, and you're listening to Kansas City's very own Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Sabbath day, said Boston Johnson Brown, it's gonna be of interest to every gal in town. Now Mandy Lee done told me a man had gone away. That will be the subject which I'll preach about today. You can't hold the man you love, don't cry when he's gone. You can't keep a good man down, don't you carry on. First I want you gals to know a little fact I've known. It takes more than a radio to keep a man at home. And some night when you're alone waiting for the dawn, listen sisters, listen while I warn. Doggone, can't mail a letter if it isn't stamped. Can't reform a man, but he can be revamped. You can't hold the man you love, don't cry when he's gone. Can't hold a bird unless you feed him seeds. You can't hold a dog without the bones he needs. If a monkey don't get peanuts, you'll find him gone. You can't hold a chicken unless you feed him corn. Can't hold a seal unless you feed him fish. Even got to grant a baby the slightest wish. Now let me tell you, shows of the Lord above, you can't hold a man unless you give him love. And some night you're alone, waiting for the dawn. Listen, sisters, listen to me while I warn. Doggone. Oh, you better get wise and realize the truth. Keep the home fires burning for your flaming youth. You can't hold the man you love, don't cry when he's gone. Woman's had a backdoor man. You can't hold the man you love. Don't cry when he's gone. I say, don't cry when he's gone.
That was jazz singer Evelyn Prayer with the tune If You Can't Hold the Man You Love. Our final cut on this hour of jazz comes from a cat that is one of my favorites. This is Irby Green with the 1962 song Close Your Eyes off the LP The Persuasive Trombone. And it always was for him. Thanks for tuning in and listening to a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the persuasive radio host with panache, the Neon Beats Mr. John Christopher.
Pal Joey on the radio.
Like what you heard, reach out to us. We always like to hear your suggestions and what's going on out there in radio land. We're always here at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time. Enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.